Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Ace. Let's buck.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making Eight Maniacs. That's right. It is Wednesday, halfway through the work week, and it's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. First off, I got to tell y'all, thank you for all of the birthday wishes. I do appreciate it. However, I think I forgot that it was my birthday. No, really, I didn't. I didn't have an opportunity because at 12 o'clock midnight, I started getting text messages and posts, and they have not stopped yet. So with that being said, I've actually got a caller on the line, 513. You're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Scott. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. Well, thank you, Miss Shannon, for that. I saw the post earlier about somebody suggesting that somebody calls in and sings to me. And actually, I've got a clip of what I received this morning when I woke up. But thank you very much for that.
Well, I am on my lunch break from class, and I have to be back there in like 3 minutes. So this was the only time I had to call.
Oh,
so I
excellent.
Wanted to call and wish you happy birthday, and thank you for talking me through the god-awful storm crap in the middle of the night.
Oh, well, shoot. We're going to get into talking about that story here, and I'm sorry you're going to miss it, but thank you for taking the time to call in, Shannon.
Well, I wanted to buzz in real quick and just tell you to have a happy birthday, and we'll chat at you later. I'm sorry I'm going to miss the show, but hey, everybody. So.
All right. Thank
I'm
you,
I'm not
darling.
Having any fun, trust me. So.
I hear
All
you.
Right. We'll All talk right. to you all later.
Okay. Bye. Well, obviously, Miss Shannon jumping right down to it. And I got to tell you, that was kind of the start. You know, we were actually up, myself, Mrs. Making Eight, and lo and behold, I started getting text messages. There were some bad storms rolling in up there in the Independence, Kentucky area, tornado warnings. So Miss Shannon was a little deterred. She was home alone. Her husband was working. So we decided to stay up and chat with her, you know, and there was a few others that were up there with us. I believe Miss Barb was hanging out there with us. And, you know, everybody started sending those birthday wishes around that time. And lo and behold, like I said, you know, the funny thing was is Barb was making mention there this morning about, you know, we don't get what is it? We get better with age or something like that. We don't get older. And I said, well, I'm not like that fine wine. I don't get better with age. I ended up being more like milk. And, you know, it, yeah. But, you know, I don't know. Mrs. Making Eight says that I actually age like cheese. So I guess a little mold never hurt nobody, right? I don't know. But anyways, we got rodeo. We got bull riding to talk about. Hopefully everybody got to sit back and listen to or watch the Brendan Clark show last night. Had the opportunity to have Luke Snyder call in. That was a great time for the two of them to be able to sit back and talk, and we were able to see it. I had a feeling before I even saw the post coming out that that was going to happen. I really did. You know, I mean, Brendan is such a big supporter. Him and Luke have been traveling together for so long. It was so cool to see them sit back and talk a little bit there on the Brendan Clark show. Was a great time. But like I said, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. We got Easter coming up this weekend. Hopefully everybody's planning on having a great time. I know that Luke is heading out to Hawaii. So, yeah, hopefully they're going to have themselves a great time and all will be good. Anyways, I do have to tell you guys that I did wake up this morning to a rude awakening, though. It wasn't my kid singing happy birthday to me. I got a text message, so I went and opened it up, and lo and behold, I got this.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Making that many echoes cutting. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, that was my response exactly, Miss Christie. Oh Lord, yeah. That was actually our good buddy, Mr. Scotty the Clown Plowman, sending me a message to wish me a happy birthday. Wow. Yeah. I told him that I thought he'd be the next American Idol, but he actually came out and was the first one to say it, that he was actually trying out for the American Idiot. And I think he's got a pretty good run for it. So, anyways, thank you, Scotty the Clown, for that this morning. I don't know. What are you going to do? You know, it was pretty entertaining. But anyways, the birthday wishes have kept coming in. Now, this is what I was really surprised by. Last year, I was so impressed. Last year, on this day, I got well over, I think it was around 150 or so birthday messages on Facebook. And I thought, wow, that is so cool. You know what? I got up this morning by 9 a.m. I had over 120 comments on my Facebook page wishing me a happy birthday. Could not believe it. And they just keep rolling in continuously. I was like, you know what? That, I guess, goes to show what kind of fans that we have. And I'm so happy to have that many fans and that many people supporting us and appreciative of us to even stop and think about it. And I'm going to tell you, I'm the first one. I'm terrible about that. I usually don't get the birthday deals, you know. I don't ever look up in there to see whose birthday it is today. It slips my mind, you know. So then finally I start seeing some of my buddies, you know, as they get their Facebook comments and stuff and went, oh, man, I forgot it's his birthday, you know. So I kind of get lumped right in there in the mix. But really, you know, it is so appreciative that you guys, you know, take the time to think about me and wish me a happy birthday. So I do appreciate it. It is. It's a nice feeling. And speaking of the devil, now we just did show let you guys listen to his clip, but the American Idiot himself, Mr. Scotty the Clown, is joining us today. I had a feeling he would be here, but unfortunately, he just missed the clip of us playing his song. So, but yeah, Scotty, I do appreciate it, man. What a way to wake up, though. That was a pretty rude awakening. But, yeah, we loved it, man. It was a great deal. We did have, you know, we're having a lot of fun today. We're sitting back. Obviously, after the show, the kids are going to be home from school a little early today. They've got their early day on Wednesdays. We're going to hang out, probably sit down by the pool, maybe have a little bit of pizza. Who knows? But it's going to be a family day today. I got to get geared up because we're leaving less than a week. We're Oklahoma bound. And, you know, we're going to be gone for quite some time. So, you know, hopefully everything will work out and, you know, we'll have ourselves a great time. You know, I think that it's going to be a long, hard 2 months out there, but we're going to get through it. And we're definitely going to be looking for your support out there for sure. You know, we definitely want to get you guys involved in helping keeping us out there on the road. We got a lot of broadcasts that are going to be coming your way. We're going to be doing some video clips, life on the ranch. We're going to be stopping by, hanging out with some of our Making 8 maniacs. And we want you guys to be a big part of that. You know, I truly believe that you guys will. We want you guys to help get more fans involved with what we're doing. You know, we're not out there trying to advertise. We're not trying to plug radio commercials and get that type of thing, you know. we do want the exposure, but we want the roots of it. We want you guys truly believing in what we're doing. And I know that our Making Eight Maniacs that are here with us now really do that. You guys have laid a solid foundation, and we want to continue to make that grow. You know, it all comes down to that foundation. And I think that you can build a business, you can build what you want to do, you can accomplish your goals by building that solid foundation. And that's, you know, that's my cowboy logic for the day, I guess. But, you know, really, that's what we've been trying to establish here with Making Eight. Been very patient, you know, but we really want to get the word out there. We want you guys really getting excited. I know that so many of our fans are out there buying our Making Eight Maniac gear now that we have out there, and can't tell you how much we appreciate it. I know that Miss Emily got her shirt from the contest that she won last week, and you know, really excited to see you guys out there. You know, can't wait to see you at these rodeos wearing it. Means a lot to us, and I'm telling you that personally, and I mean that with all sincerity. You know, it really does mean a lot to us that you guys are supporting us. You know, myself and Mrs. Making Eight, this was just a dream only a few years ago. You know, this was only something that we just talked about. And, you know, now we have an opportunity to be out here and interact with you fans on a daily basis. And I just love it. I can't thank you guys enough. So anyway, that's my little sentimental deal. We'll wipe the tears and get on to it. We're going to take a short break, fans. When we come back, we'll get down into the bull riding and the rodeo action with you. Now, I got to tell you, I got two songs here we're going to play. It's going to be a double header, so y'all stand by. Our first one, we played it yesterday. This is my birthday song, so y'all think about the lyrics to this one. Got to love it. Don't go anywhere, fans. You listen to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show on April 20th. That's right, Making Eight's birthday. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. And we let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
It's downhill from now on. Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
If cryogenics were all free, then you could live like Walt Disney and live for all eternity inside a block of ice. But instead your time is set, this is the only life you get, and though it hasn't ended yet, sometimes you wish it might.
Happy birthday!
You wish you had more money.
Happy birthday!
Your life's so sad, it's funny.
Happy birthday!
How much more can you take? But your friends are hungry, so just chuck the stupid cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
I don't need your rocking chair, your Geritol or your Medicare.
Well, I still got neon in my veins.
This gray hair don't mean a thing. I do my rocking on the stage. You can't put this possum in a cage.
My body's old, but it ain't impaired.
I don't need your rocking chair. I ain't ready for the junkyard yet, 'cause I still feel like a new Corvette.
Might take a little longer, but I'll get there.
Well, I don't need your rocking chair. I don't need your rocking chair. Your Geritol or your Medicare.
I still got neon in my veins. is old, but it ain't impaired. Well, I don't need this rocking chair.
Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Making8.com. Be there, be square.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making 8. I'm seeing some of the comments coming in the chat room. No, Scotty, we didn't block you there, amigo. We've had some issues with Blog Talk when they switched over to this new format that they have, this new platform. So, yeah, we've run into some issues with it as well. Apologize there. But anyhow, glad that you're here on board with us. And like I said, obviously we did play the number one American Idiot hit that's out there right now. And you guys can go to ScottyPlowman.com and pick up the debut album if you really like his music. So anyways, getting down to it, we got bull riding and rodeo to talk about. But obviously, like I said, those are my birthday songs, you know. And it's funny because that song by George Jones, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, that was a song that we had set up for Rob Smith, you know, and love it. Every time we try to get him on, we, you know, try to throw that out there. But, yeah, you know, still got neon in my veins, and we're about ready to hit that rodeo road, get out there and hang out with the cowboys and cowgirls, go have ourselves a good time. Well, yeah, I see in the comment section here in our chat room that Scotty the Plowman said that he's going to send up some smoke signals next time. Dude, I'm telling you, I don't think it'd be too hard. I think if you just lift your arm, you'll probably send them smoke signals right out, won't you? Anyway, got a fool with you there, Scotty. Much love for you, brother. Glad that you're able to take part of the show. Getting down to it now, we've had this guy on. We got to throw a little cowboy logic out for the day, and of course, we've got a lot of it to throw at you here today. Obviously, I started things off, but we got a lot more coming at you. But here we go, Cody Burleson, the Cowboy Logic Man. Cody, how are you?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, just another day, brother man, just another day. How's work?
Yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I hear you. So what do you got for some Cowboy Logic?
Wisdom begins in wonder.
Very
and that's
true.
All I got. That's all I got today, man. I'm wore out.
I hear you, man. I hear you. Well, certainly it's one of those days, man, but the only good thing is that the weekend is right around the corner, man. You're on the downhill slide now. It's all downhill from there.
Yeah, it just can't get here quick enough.
I hear you, man. No doubt. No doubt. All right, amigo. Well, hey, thanks for jumping on here and giving us some great cowboy logic for the day, man. Much appreciated.
Hey, no problem. Happy birthday, man, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, brother, man. Thank you.
You bet.
See ya. Hi, guys. Mr. Cody Burleson jumping on there, giving us a little cowboy logic for the day, having himself a rough one. But you know what? Maybe we ought to get him a rocking chair. You know, he may be getting up there in them years. But anyhow, yeah, I see Scotty Plowman's comment here in the chat room. We're going to have to go back and forth on this one. He's talking about leaving the comedy to the pros. Wow. There, amigo, let me tell you something, man. I know that I can come up with them from day to day. It doesn't happen every day, but I can tell you when it's when I'm on a roll, I'm on a roll. So you just stand by there, brother, man. I got something for you. Anyhow, moving right along here, bull riding rodeo action right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Like I said, really enjoyed watching the Brendan Clark Show last night. I did have some issues with it, but it was my internet access here at the house. You know, we actually had some storms rolling in down this way. Wasn't a good time. I was pretty frustrated. Ended up having to shut it off a little early. But did get an opportunity to listen to the replay and watch the replay again this morning. Was a good time. I know that Brendan's going to be in Clovis, California. Actually heading down to L.A. now to go. He's going to go hang out with Luke Snyder tonight. But I know he's going to be at Clovis. And then this weekend he's going to be in Stevensville, Texas. So. You know, it'll definitely work out. I want to wish him the best of luck. He's got a new rope. Hopefully things will go real well for him now, and he can get a grip, you know. And that's what it's going to come down to right there. He's got to get a grip. You know, we know that he's had issues with his hand, keeping his hand in the rope. Hopefully he'll get this thing fixed out with this new rope. But anyhow, like I said, Luke Snyder, great, you know, to sit back and talk with him. You know, or listen to him, you know, talk about the last Cowboy standing was an awesome time. And I certainly, I appreciate it, you know, him taking the time out. Wow, man, this thing just doesn't stop. I keep getting messages popping up here on my Facebook now. Man, what a day. Like I said, it doesn't quit. I mean, I've been getting private messages. I've been getting comment messages. Now I'm getting, you know, the chat messages. Everybody wishing me a happy birthday. So what do you know? I guess you just can't get away from that day, huh? It's going to be here whether you want it to or not. So, like I said, I'm curious to see how Brendan is going to do. Scotty was making the comment there about, you know, it's amazing what a new rope can do for a program. And I absolutely agree with that. I think that, you know, this could be something that, you know, and I think once we see him get out there and make that ride, hit the whistle, we're going to see some big things happen out of Brendan Clark, and I think we'll see him back on the Bill Ford Tubbs series by the end of the season. That's my hope anyways. I'd like to see him there at the finals, but he's going to have to get out there and win a little money, and I know he's looking to do that, but he's looking to make that eight. That's the most important thing right now. He's got to make eight, and, well, shoot, that's what it's all about, making eight, right? Anyhow, you know, trying to catch up on some of the other things that are going on. The PBR website, you know, I was seeing some of the things going on. I saw there on the home page that the latest poll was asking actually whether or not we as spectators think that Sean Willingham slapped that bull at 7-9. You know, yeah, absolutely, Christy. I did see that. Thanks for posting that comment out there. That leads us right into where we're going. But that was the latest poll, was did Sean Willingham actually smack that bull at 7-9-9? And, you know, there was the interview with Leah. Sean, you know, really believes that he did not smack that bull. I know that from the angle that they showed us that it looked like he did, but it was an upward angle, so we could not necessarily see. Judges made a call there. Judging is a huge factor in what happens, and it's unfortunate that some things may, you know, look like what, you know, I've seen it happen at many other bull rides before. I've been at many bull rides where that type of thing has happened. However, when you're talking about over $200,000 for a one-night event, makes it very, very difficult to swallow. But I know the type of guy that Sean Willingham is, and, you know, I truly believe that he's going to put this past him and go out there and ride bulls like he knows how to ride. You know, I mean, this guy was really concerned going into last Cowboy Standing because he didn't have – he was riding bulls at 7 seconds, and he was bucking off. He was having good rides up until 7 seconds, and then it was going terribly wrong in a hurry. And he got that back. He found that back there at the last Cowboy Standing. You know, I hope that it will carry over to Seattle. I think it will, you know. But, yeah, absolutely. You know, he is a pro. He knows what's at stake, and he knows what it comes down to. Judges made a call. They reviewed it. You know, his hand was definitely still – he definitely still had the tail of that rope, and he was sitting on the back of that bull at 8 seconds. But his hand did come down. Did it actually touch the back of the bull? You know, from the angle that we see, it makes it hard to tell. But I will tell you that it's something that we – should not be driving the pick out with Sean Willingham. We can't be going to Sean Willingham because we got to keep it out of his head. You know, this is something that, yeah, judges made a ruling, but hey, it's time to move on. He got his swagger back. He found his 8 second clock. So let's focus on that and get Sean out there winning some of these other events. I think that we're going to see it. You know, he's already up there in the top 15 right now in the standings. And I am very curious to see how it goes the rest of the season. I think we could see Sean really make a run, you know. And absolutely, Scotty, that's a great comment there in our chat room. You know, the PBR is going to get real interesting here real quick. Now, they've only got a few more events before their midseason break. So we're going to see a lot of things change. But I do think that we're going to see a lot of different guys really start stepping up. You know, some of the ones that we've seen that have not been real hot are going to start getting that way. Guys like Luke Snyder, guys like Sean Willingham, you know, Cody Lostro. I really think we're going to see a lot out of those guys. I do believe that. Like I said, you know, when you're talking about some of the best in the business, those guys have been around, they're experienced, they know what it takes, and I think they got a glimpse of that. I think they got that reality check back at Last Cowboy Standing. I think that this, the way this format was set up, really showed them, hey, all we got to do is make 8 seconds on every ride. So that's the focus. I think we're going to see a lot more of these other cowboys going out there into those locker rooms, getting geared up. I think they're going to go in there with that Last Cowboy Standing mentality, and I think we're going to start seeing a lot of more rides. I think we're going to start seeing a lot of guys really start stepping out. But the Brazilians are pretty dominant right now. You know, you can't say enough about those guys. Sure, they had a rough Last Cowboy Standing, but when you look down to it, I mean, those guys are always a threat on any given week. So, and they've proven it week in and week out here. You know, we've had very few events that haven't been won by a Brazilian. I believe we're talking about less than a handful for sure, you know. I mean, we're talking less than a handful of events throughout the entire season so far. These guys know how to win, and they're going to continue to keep riding. So I would expect to see those guys still be in contention there towards the end. What does it do for Austin Meyer taking the week off, you know? Hopefully he's doing real well, and you know, that shoulder's feeling good. Haven't seen much of him on Twitter here recently. I would imagine that he's probably out there in the woods doing some hunting and enjoying himself, you know. But I think we're going to see him come back and make another strong run as well. So I look forward to it anyway. It's going to be wild. I can't wait for the second half of the season. We're just getting started with it. So, and I see your comment in there, Scotty, about the bulls, you know, that you're predicting some of the bulls to get flat wore out. I don't know. You know, I don't know that they will. I think that the caliber of bulls that they have and the type of breeding that we're seeing now, I think we're going to see these bulls run strong throughout the entire season. And I think it's up to the bull riders to step up their game like we saw at the Last Cowboy Standing. You know, that's just my opinion on it. But I really think that we I think that what we're seeing is just a new breed of bulls that are coming out, and I think we're going to see them run strong through the entire year. Now, will they have a lengthy career? Probably not. A lot of them, I think once they start to get ridden, they're probably going to be retired as a stock contractor. That would probably be the wisest investment, you know. But I really do. I think that they're going to have the opportunity to make an impact throughout the entire season. So I think we're going to see some great rides. I don't think anybody's going to smack down on Bushwhacker right now. You know, if they do, it's going to take Bushwhacker having a bad night, which he's come close. But I think it's going to take a cowboy like with the same mentality that Luke Snyder had at last Cowboy Standing to make a ride. That's just my opinion on it. It is what it is, here on a Wednesday afternoon. But we're sitting back, like I said, enjoying the day. Cannot wait for next week as we get ready to take off and head to Oklahoma. I know that Seattle's coming up this weekend. We're going to be able to sit back and watch a little bit of that. Like I said, we're going to be getting out and about. We're going to be out just about every day. We're going to be broadcasting our radio shows from who knows where. And hopefully you guys will be able to tune in and check out who we're going to have on, what's going on with our shows. We're going to be doing some video broadcasting. We definitely got to get our video broadcasting back up the way it was here at the beginning of the year. We're going to get that back up, so you guys just hang tight. It's coming. And I think once we get that ball rolling, just bear with us, please. That's all I ask, that you have some patience. Hey, we have not done a broadcast since February. So hopefully we'll get to see that. I see it. Kat Johnson just stepped out. She's got to run to an appointment. So she snuck out a little early on us, but we're glad that she was able to tune in. Like I said, we'll get a grip on this deal. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have you guys sitting back and being able to chat with us. I also got word that Jody Newberry went out to a rodeo or a bull ride, just a jackpot bull ride last Monday night, and got on a bull. And from what I understand, finished second place. That was his first bull back, but he's back riding, and he's covering. Now, I don't know what type of bull it was. I don't know. I know that he scored a 78 on that bull, which was good enough to give him second place there at the jackpot deal. So I look forward to it. We're going to be out there right there in his neck of the woods. Who knows? Got a lot of good things in the works. You guys just stand by. Oh, also, I got to make another announcement. I just found out yesterday as I got the word. Miami. Now, it's spelled the same way it is down here in the Sunshine State where they pronounce it Miami, but it's Miami. Miami, Oklahoma, next Friday and Saturday. I got to tell you, if you guys are in the neck of the woods and can make it down there, you might want to do it because they're going to have somebody who's actually was a former American Idol singer going to be playing down there. And he's also a pretty good country singer. This guy, the minute he was cut, had himself a record label, and we're talking about Josh Grayson, is going to be at the Rodeo Miami next week. Where Making Eight's going to be. So, something to think about. Absolutely. And Emily, I see you posting that out there, that his armband comes off. Yeah, like I said, it was just a little jackpot deal. He's not sure when he's going to be 100%, but he said he felt good. So that was the word that I received from a pretty reliable source out there in his neck of the woods. So we'll fill you in more as we get that information, okay? So you guys just hang tight. We're going to give you guys some McKinnon updates. We'll give you guys some Jody Newberry updates. But, yeah, it does sound like Jody Newberry is starting to get back on track. He's out there riding bulls again, which is great to hear. Like I said, next Saturday, Josh Grayson will be performing at Rodeo Miami in Oklahoma there. where we are going to be broadcasting. Part of the G-Money Rodeo production. It's going to be a great deal. So you guys can certainly look forward to that. I know I am. This guy, being a former Marine and all, I always watched him on American Idol. And like I said, was sorry to see him get cut so early. I think this guy has what it takes, and he certainly stepped out and showed that with his singing and with his record labels. And from what I understand, he actually has a record debuting next week, a new album that'll be coming out. So you guys can stay tuned to that. And we'll try to get you guys some links set up so you guys can get over and follow him and get over to his fan page and that type of deal. Barb, that's a great question. Bo Hill. Have not heard anything about Bo. We'll have to see if we can't check into some of our resources here and find out about him and just find out how he's doing. Like I said, I have not personally heard anything, but we'll keep our ears open and we'll kind of make a look for him. Also, Chance Roberts, another one that we really haven't heard a lot about that we'd like to be able to check in with. I know that some of our Making Eight Maniacs out there have been trying to get in touch with him, and hopefully maybe we'll get him on our show here one day soon. Love to be able to sit down and talk with him as he recovers from that broken collarbone. We'll find out how he's doing there. So you guys can just stay tuned. Like I said, we've got some guys that are lined up, supposed to be on this week. Hopefully we'll be able to still get them. I know that, with the PBR guys, a lot of these guys are trying to get out there and enjoy themselves, and, well, shoot, We got to give them that opportunity, really do. They deserve that break. They deserve that opportunity to be back with their families and just enjoy that time, obviously, Easter's coming up, in just a couple days, and Good Friday. We've got Good Friday this Friday. We'll be doing our Lunch Hour Rodeo show, and, like I said, Sunday will be Easter. I don't think we're going to do a Back on the Ranch show. Unfortunately. So, we got to spend some family time, especially with us getting ready to take off and, head out to Oklahoma for a couple months. We're going to be away from the Making Eight family. So, going to leave it up to Mrs. Making Eight to hold down the fort, for sure. She's been doing a great job, because I spent so much time here behind the computer and trying to get things done, she's certainly done a better part of that. So couldn't have done it without her. But she's very quick to remind me how old I am too, and so for that I have to give her a hard time. Anyhow, wow, we got about 20 minutes left in our show here, guys. We still got some more cowboy logic we're gonna throw at you. But before we do, I guess we'll take another caller. We'll bring this one on. Y'all know her pretty well. Mrs. Making Eight on the phone lines right now. Howdy, darling.
Hi, honey.
What
Happy
are you doing?
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
I got to get in there and get my happy birthday in.
I hear
even
you.
Even though I was last.
Well, yeah, I know. And I don't understand why, after everybody else, we've had hundreds of Facebook comments and stuff. This is the first time I'm hearing happy birthday from you.
Really?
Yeah. I'm kind of disappointed. But all the Making Eight Maniacs are here in the chat room saying hello to you.
Well, big hello to everybody. So.
And, you know what? We actually had two of our Making Eight Maniacs sing happy birthday to me. So I think that I'm going to put you on the spot and tell you you should sing happy birthday to me. What? You mean you're going to let the Making Eight Maniacs show more love than you? I'm disappointed. Are you kidding me? Seriously. You're not going to sing happy birthday to your husband that you've been married to for 11 years?
Yeah, and for 11 years now, you should know how well I sing. So do you really want me to scare all your fans away?
It's my 28th birthday. You've got to give you've got to give me something.
You get younger every time you tell me what age you are.
Do what?
I said you've gotten younger every time you've told me how old you are.
Well, that's only because I am younger. So, yeah, I have to wait all the way to December to give you a hard time again because that's when you will actually turn a year older than me.
You give me a hard time every day of the year. You don't have to wait until December.
I know. But you get a two-month vacation, right?
Yeah. Yes, I get a two-month vacation, but it's not going to go by fast enough.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it may not be a full 2 months. You know, well, the kids will be out of school in mid-June, and hopefully we'll be back there, and hopefully we'll have a place out there in Oklahoma. We can just come back and pack up and head out west.
I'll have the house all packed and ready to go by the time you get back.
I hope so.
I certainly hope so.
It's a lot less work that I'll have to do, but, yeah, you know, we're going to make it happen. That's been a lifelong dream of yours, right, to head out west?
It has. That's how ever since I was a little girl, I've always wanted to live out west.
Yep. And what did I tell you before we got married? What was it that I told you? I said, well, honey, if you want to go for a ride, you better hang on, right? You better get a grip.
You also told me something else, but I won't repeat it.
Yeah, I know what you're getting at. It's all true, isn't it?
It is. I won't deny
exactly.
It.
Exactly. All right, darling. Well, thank you for the birthday wishes. Now get upstairs and get back to work.
Hold on one second.
Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Shabug. Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too, baby.
All right, now I'll let you go.
All right, thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. Obviously, Mrs. Making A jumping on there, and wow, a little birthday wish from my daughter. She's going to be 4 this year, so look out. And we're actually talking, her cousin is coming down, and she loves her little cousin to death. They're like two peas in a pod. And she told me yesterday, she said, Daddy, I'm going to wear a pretty dress for Dustin. And I was like, are you kidding me? And she's like, no. And she said, you won't like it, though. And I was like, yeah, you're probably right. So, yeah, it's already starting. 4 years old, she's already getting into it. I can't believe it. Anyways, I got to catch up here, see what's going on. I missed kind of some of the things that were going on in the chat room, but, yep, Oklahoma bound next week and hopefully we'll get things done. I see Scotty the Clown throwing that out there, and we're not going to mention those big T words that have been floating around. So looking forward to being out there. Hanging out with the Making Eight Maniacs, going to stop by. I know that Sandy Graber's got many events that she's planning coming up here shortly, but we're going to definitely stop by and see her and Rodney. We got to check out the 2G Ranch and go see some of the bulls there. We'll do some video clips, and who knows, like I said, I will have my bull riding gear with me, so never know what might just happen. That's right. Thank you for that, Miss Emily and Scotty. Reminding me that, you know, that that little girl that's 4 years old this year, just wait till she turns 16. I know. I've already got that gun cleaned up, and you can bet that I don't know if I'll let the guy get to the doorstep. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, man, these birthday wishes just keep rolling in. Can't believe it. That's right, Scotty. Gun's loaded and by the door as we speak. So we got about 15 minutes left in our show there, fans. If you guys want to jump on board here, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Give us a shout here. We'll sit back and talk with you. I was going to play another song here, but I can't remember which one it was. Wow, I'm telling you, that just goes to show that, you know, one day can make a difference. I'm feeling older already, but I think I got a good one here for you guys. Don't go anywhere, fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com.
She's down in the bed and needs you so. And you don't know if you'll be coming home tonight or not. But honey, ain't your mama sick a lot? Lately, your head hurts every night. Could it be you wear your clothes too tight? Since you don't seem to hear or see a thing I say or do, then I know there's nothing I can do for you. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been froze. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. This ain't my first rodeo. You're telling me you lost your wedding band. Somehow you say it slipped right off your hand. When I ask about those boxes stacked there by the door, you say it's just some old things you don't wear no more. I didn't make it all the way through school, but my mama didn't raise any fools. I may not be the Einstein of our time, honey, I'm not dumb and I'm not blind. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show. Honey, this ain't my first rodeo. This ain't my first rodeo. This ain't the first time this old cowboy's been thrown. This ain't the first I've seen this dog and pony show.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin 8 is a winner.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. Got to tell you guys, man, I'm telling you, we are in the hundreds of birthday wishes. This is the first year that I think we've actually made it that far. Cannot believe it. But thank you guys all very, very much for tuning in, checking us out throughout the year. It does mean a whole lot to us. And hopefully this year will be even bigger and better for you, the fans, as well as for us. You know, that's my birthday wish, that Makin' 8 grows enough to where you guys are just so excited and you guys get the benefits. That's what we want it for, and we're going to continue to keep working at it for you. So thank you guys for continuing to support us. Keep spreading the word, please. Thank you, Bob, for posting that up there, too. I know that the Stanley Stud Finder video, I thought that was absolutely hilarious, and I'm going to try to get back over. If you can throw that link back up again, I actually missed it. Or for some reason, oh, wait a second, never mind, disregard my last, I actually got it. So it's there. Yeah, I'll go check it out here as soon as, I loved it. It was so funny to watch the first time around there. Yeah, I know that some of you guys were asking if PBR Now was going to be on RFD TV last night or tomorrow night, and I don't believe it is. I haven't seen anything about it, so we'll just have to stay tuned. You know, we'll stay tuned to PBRnow.com and see if they'll pop in there. It'd be great to see them back there. I would love to see these guys week in and week out. You know, the thing about it is, although they're not professionals at what they're doing there on the camera week in and week out, taking callers and talking about these different things. You know, J.W. Hart is probably one of the most experienced, and of course now with Justin McKee being brought in there, you know. But, I mean, J-Dub, you know, Justin, those are bull riders, and they're kind of in the same situation that we are, you know. They're only putting their passion behind it when they're talking about things. And, you know, it's real. And that's why I, for one, am a fan of PBR Now and RFD-TV. You know, I know a lot of people criticize them, but I'm like, you know what? Shoot, man. You know, they're not professionals at that. They were good at bull riding. You know, that's what they know. So, you know, they're on camera to talk about what they love. And for me, I just love it. And then you throw the McKee-isms in there, and holy smokes, what a great show. Love Justin on there. He has really brightened that deal up and made it entertaining. Now, speaking of McKee, was it not nice to see him out there on the pay-per-view event there for Last Cowboy Standing? Throwing out more McKee-isms. You know, gotta love those, and he absolutely cracks me up. He brightens up those shows so much when he's talking about some of those things. It's funny. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. I see that. Scotty the Plowman says that the next show that'll be coming out will be the Fried Chicken Show, and. Wow. Yeah, I know you're a big fan of that. Your belly sure shows it, Scotty the Clown. yeah, we know that that is one of your big true passions right there, fried chicken. Love it, Scotty. You know, and absolutely, Christy, you know, I was kind of that way myself, even starting out, you know. But then I stopped and I thought about it, and I said, you know, they're just bull riders. That's all J-Dub. You know, when we see J-Dub out there on the camera, J-Dub's nothing more than a world champion bull rider. Same way with Justin McBride, you know. They're just world champion bull riders talking about what they love. Shoot, I'm not even a world champion bull rider, but I get out there and I talk about what I love. And that's what makes it so entertaining, I guess, you know. I mean, obviously, if you guys are tuned into it, you know. I mean, but that's, you know, that's just kind of the way I look at it. You know, I figured if you guys are going to listen to our show, well, then you certainly should listen to J-Dub and Justin, you know. You know, I see that comment in there, Christy, about how it may seem sometimes like J-Dub and Justin may be drinking. And you know what? Hey. Obviously, they're not sitting, but well, I don't know. We don't know what's in that coffee mug of J-Dub there all the time. But you know what? I say if it'll help them relax a little bit to get over the cameras and the bright lights on them all the time like that, put them right there nose to nose with these cameras, hey, let them do it. Show's entertaining, you know? But you know what? You know, cowboys are cowboys. And that's what you're seeing there. You know, fans are getting a taste of what these guys are truly like. You know, they're true cowboys. And, you know, some of it still carries on that tradition as, you know, spectators, we may not necessarily agree with everything. I personally don't agree with everything I've seen within the rodeo community and seen some bull riders out doing. But you know what? They're talented. They're getting out there. They're doing what they love, and they're having a good time. You only live once in this world. I know firsthand, getting a year older today, you know, you sit back and think about things, and, well, shoot, you know, that's exactly what it comes down to. You got to make the best of it. You spend more time stressing about things, and really I'm talking to myself when I'm talking about this, and I'm sure Mrs. Makinade is upstairs going, yep, I hope you hear what you're saying. But really, you know, you spend more time stressing about things. All you're doing is wasting all that valuable time you could have to be enjoying life, you know, and having fun. So, you know, and thanks for that comment there, Scotty, about you not liking me at all. That's a good thing because I don't like you either there, amigo. that's a two-way street there, partner. Don't worry about it. And that is a shame, too. I don't understand why it's RFD-TV is not on most cable networks. And join the party there. But, you know, the good thing is that if you've got internet, you can tune in right there on pbrnow.com, and you can watch it. And we actually this past week had a chat room opened up where you as fans could come down and hang out with us, and we could sit back and chat as we were watching PBR Now on RFD TV. So we've got the live event center there, and you've got the availability to watch it, at least that particular show when they have it. So it is a really good show, and I strongly recommend, you guys checking it out. It's raw, and that's what bull riding is still about. It's about that naturalism. It's not something that's put on. It's not something that's fake, and that's what you get right here at MakingA.com, and we're going to continue to do that, Mine has had some issues with it streaming as well. Last week it actually did pretty good. I was pretty impressed with it, but, like I said, it is what it is, and we're just trying to bring the realization behind what goes on. And, the same way, some of the fans were talking about, PBR Now, RFDTV, Christy making that comment, but it's same way with the pay-per-view event, Last Cowboy Standing. Everybody was irate about it, not wanting to pay $30, but sometimes you got to look at the overall picture. And that's what we want to do. I've been a fan. I've been a spectator in these seats. I've been a bull rider. I've been up there on the bucking chutes, And now I've been, behind the microphone, in front of the cameras. I've been in the media production side of things, and I'm on the business side of things. So, I bring in a broad perspective, and that's why we want to be here, to give you guys that all-around view of what these topics might be, And Christy, that's another great comment. Now, they just started that the last two episodes, I believe, two or three, where they were actually taking callers. The first few times, they weren't taking callers at all, and it was pretty bad. But fans, that's going to wrap up our birthday show for the day. And I got to tell you guys once again, thank you guys for all of your support. We do appreciate it. Thank you guys for reminding me of how old I'm getting to be today. Makes me feel good to have fans. Hey, at least if I'm going to get old, I can get old with you, the Making Eight Maniacs. So, like I said, certainly appreciate it. Make sure to check us out again tomorrow as we break things down on a Thursday afternoon. We'll get some more bull rides, some more rodeo. Hopefully we'll get some good guest callers calling in our show. And until then, y'all get a grip with Making8.com. We'll get it right. See you tomorrow.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on. folks, it's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie and a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.